Hi, Gemstones, and welcome to the episode of Takes All Over the Place. This week, we're getting festive, cheery, and jubilant. You know what? Let's just say gay. It's faster. By diving into some new queer holiday films, Single All the Way, or as Julie calls it, Single All the Gay, and The Bitch Who Stole Christmas, almost sexcellent. Also, we're getting super holiday-oriented by revving up our GBBO, Great Besties Bake Off, IRL Cooking Challenge. Julie and I shockingly take divergent stances on our stalwart shows, and I take the name of our game too literally by feuding with family. My bad, Emma. Let's dive in.
Takes all over the place. Takes all over the place.
What?
Takes all over the place.
What?
Takes all over the place.
Yes.
Takes all over the place. Takes.
That was perfect.
Amazing.
Have you pressed record yet?
Yeah.
So how is your weight loss journey this week?
I made it onto the ground. I've been doing all wall exercises this entire time. Because I'm far too weak. And that's the only way I'm able to isolate the muscles that are actually supposed to be working. Because otherwise, it's just like a heave-ho for survival. And who knows what happens. But it's like my MacGyvered body parts are all struggling. But I made it onto the ground. So now I'm doing the knee push-ups. No big deal. Just fucking killing it over here. Masculine Adonis. So that's been lovely. But I'm still doing the same routine. Nothing crazy and nothing. Because usually what I'll do is I'll do like a very high-pressured, focused workout twice. And then be like, I can't sustain this. So now I'm just like doing easy, breezy, beautiful butterfly. Cover girl. I don't know, you know, you do what you can to survive. Which feels better and more sustainable. Clearly, I've been doing it for like, well, in Julie's timetable, 7 weeks, because there's only 3 weeks left of dun 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 dun. But in actuality, 3 weeks. 2 weeks.
Good for you.
Let's not put a label on it. It's 2022 almost. That's devastating.
Terrifying.
How's your week been?
Oh, it's Monday. It's great.
I know Monday. So how's your week been since last Monday?
I have no idea. It's all just one day. It's just one long day at this point, isn't it?
You said you're doing more jobs than you have actual time in a week for.
Oh, yeah. So it just turns out I have not been doing one of my jobs. And I just like sit and look at my phone and go, man, I should really be doing some work.
Which job is that?
Well, I'm not going to say on the thing.
Okay, fine. Can't we bleep? Because do we have the technology?
Barely.
Okay.
So I tried to watch Queens of the Universe. Did you guys try and watch that?
I did try.
No, I did not.
Well, first of all, I don't.
My poor little heart can take it.
I don't enjoy singing shows. It's just not my jam. But it's Trixie and Michelle Visage and Leona Lewis and Vanessa Williams, so I had to give it a try. Seven drag queens are competing. They're from all over the world. And the first one came out, and she seemed pretty talented, and it was super fun. Not really. It wasn't super fun. It was mildly fun.
It was fun.
Was it Ada Box?
Second person came out, and they were awful.
Okay.
And, like, they dragged the way she sang and her makeup. I was like, I'm out. There's only seven of them in the world, and you couldn't find seven talented people. Like, I'm out. That was the end of me in Queens of the Universe.
Yeah, that does feel unnecessarily cruel. And also, why is Vanessa Williams... I guess, like, drag is mainstream now, so it's not necessarily that she's fallen. But can she only star in Drag Race productions?
In Hallmark Hall of Fame movies.
And, like I said, Marge, those are, like, equitably not lovely for someone of her star caliber.
Star caliber? I mean, she was a dethroned Miss USA. She was on Ugly Betty. What else? She saved the best for last.
That one dance movie.
Havana Nights.
No, but it's like that, but made a decade earlier.
Yeah, so something we don't remember. Yeah, not exactly. Like
I think it might be called Dance with Me. It was.
Dance with Me. Oh my gosh. That was so good. Yeah, she was a major part of our childhood.
Because of Dance with Me?
Yeah.
Honestly, exclusively. Yeah. Yeah, I'm always had it on.
Well, I don't know if I'm going back to Queens of the Universe. You said you tried to watch him.
I didn't even get to the comments for the second singer because our internet went out at that moment while she was going. That was the Copenhagen. Yes. That one. Yeah. Yeah, internet went out during her performance. Okay, moving on.
It's the sign from the gay god.
It really is. So we all ended up watching Single All the Way.
Yeah, speaking of gay gods, wow. Yes. So this one actually took a while to hook me. I really like Michael Urie, who's from Ugly Betty. He was Vanessa Williams' assistant. Everything's connected. Singularity. But it did take me until they were doing a breakdown choreographed dance to a Britney Spears Christmas song before it finally got me.
Yeah, that's 8 minutes before the end.
And it got me hard, though. And then I was
it got you hard. That's exactly what you texted, and I was disgusted.
Yeah, you sent 17 different gifts of people vomiting, and I was working.
My God,
and I came back to just like a slew of absolute stomach bile being forcibly ejected from people's mouths. And I was like, in what world is this okay? I was into it hard, like aggressively, like very into it.
If you need to pick me up, go to your phone and go in the gifts for vomit. They are hilarious. There's one with a cat. Its eyes are popping out. There's like animated people throwing. I was dying.
That cat was too. That cat was not well.
I was somewhere in public and I was cracking up when I was writing that.
Thankfully, I was in the office, so no one could hear my cries.
I mean, whatever. For like a gay Hallmark Hall of Fame movie, it was fine.
Yeah, I find like in these situations,
the beards, the Jennifer Coolidge of it all, but okay.
The Jennifer Coolidge of it all was amazing. Did you not find that to be true? I'm sorry, I was talking over you, so I could not hear.
No, I thought she was great, but it was just, I don't know. The guy who like played the love interest, not his best friend, but the other guy, is a Hallmark Hall of Fame actor.
Like Luke McFarlane, I know him from Brothers and Sisters.
Well, according to his IMDb, he's been like 10 Hallmark Hall of Fame movies.
I see why.
Did you really think I thought he was the least attractive of the three of them.
No, I thought he was attractive, yeah.
That's not what I said. I said I found him to be the least attractive of the three of them.
Yeah, I thought he was the most attractive of the three of them. From really? Just from like a purely aesthetic standpoint, from heart, character, and like actual interest, he was the least attractive.
I mean, he was beefy, but anyway, I'm not the target audience. But
I thought he was like very stereotypically hot, while the other two were like endearingly hot. Nick was super hot, like objectively super hot.
Both have smoking hot bodies. Their skin is perfect.
Michael
Nobody had a
does
big
not have
nose.
A smoking hot body. First of all, ouch. What? No one had a big nose. Look who you're talking to.
He has like broad shoulders and a little butt.
No, let's get back to the actual arrow you pointed directly at my schnoz.
That was pointed at me. I'm just saying.
Well, you took me down too.
All symmetrical.
Okay. This has turned into a very devastating experience. Anyway, I would
say
give
it was better than the Kristen Stewart happiest season last year.
Better? I do not think that's true.
She ended up with the wrong person at the end of Happiest Season.
Yeah, we had Aubrey Plaza, who was getting a spinoff. That character from that show is getting a spinoff. Hey! All the lesbians are thrilled. And me. I'm also
Maybe
thrilled.
Maybe it'll be better.
Well, anyway, you can't, like, I never want to watch it again because she ended up with the wrong person. Mm-hmm. So this one, he at least ended up with the right person. Although, do we have to have his boyfriend, who happens to be African-American, do all the free labor around the house and build all the set? Like, they just put him to work immediately. I didn't like that.
He's a task rabbit, which apparently is an app and not a slur.
Yes, I've hired a task rabbit before, a person who is a
You can do that in Cincinnati?
Yes, to have blinds put up.
I didn't know you could
It's an
That's
app.
Amazing.
It's
amazing.
TaskRabbit. And they set their price, and then you can see their expertise level and look and see what their rating is, like an Uber driver or something. But, you know,
oh my
I
God.
Can put up one.
So, like, if I asked someone to, like, remove a fridge from my house, they would do that?
Yeah. I mean, they're gonna quote you a price and all that stuff.
That's fine. I'll pay whatever. Yes. Please don't listen, because you can gouge me, and I won't know.
Please sponsor us, TaskRabbit.
I would love nothing more than that. If not, JackRabbit, the world's premium vibrator.
Can your mind reconcile new Kathina Jimmy with old Kathina Jimmy? Like, are you thinking that's the same lady from Sister Act? Because I'm just not. I just can't do it.
Yeah. I mean,
my brain can't get there.
25 years more than that since Sister Act. So
she's got a flat iron now. She just looks like a totally different person.
I mean, she looks older and looks like she came into some money, but yeah, it's, she still has the same vibes. She's just not the same age. Like, Sister Act and Wicked.
I don't even think she looks old. I just think she looks like a completely different person.
Well, I don't feel that way, but I can see where you're coming from. Look at me respecting your opinions.
So how many gay partridges in a pear tree would you give this movie?
So what I find interesting, by interesting is like, is that they like very, they follow the super formulaic Hallmark movies, but the very bland ones where it's like, it's gay, so that's already enough. So let's just go and check up all the boxes of the typical Hallmark movie type situation. So it's not groundbreaking. And it got a little hokey, like the Children of the Corn that randomly showed up and were like, you should be with Nick. And it's like, you just fucking met him. Where's the story? Where's the character development? Where's that part? But I thought it was sweet, so...
Where's Nick? Oh, he's down in the basement fixing some pipes.
Poor when Nick. Did he fix pipes?
Oh,
he
did right in the pipes. Beginning.
Yeah, as soon as he got there. Yeah,
yeah, he's like, oh, I was hoping you could help me. Oh, I'll put the lights up for your dad. I'm like, so his personality is that he's a helper? Okay.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
I read this copy of the book and I wanted you to read it. Okay.
Helpers are lovely. You're just saying that because you're also a helper.
I just thought he was not a... None of them were well-rounded characters, but they are all...
Exactly.
Michael Urie was totally likable.
Yeah, Nick, he's great and ugly better.
Name is spelled P-H-I-L-E-M-O-N, but I'm not sure how to pronounce. Was lovely.
That's not how you spell Nick. That's a very weird way to spell Nick.
So, how many gay partridges in a pear tree would you give this movie? Out of 10?
How many partridges out of 10? Okay, I heard. I was like, in the world, there might not even be 10. Preach it, Frank. He killed them all. I would give it 7, I think.
Will you watch it again? Is it like a holiday favorite?
Oh. Oof. I don't really rewatch movies that often. I only rewatch TV shows these days.
You don't have any holiday things that you watch?
Like holiday episodes of TV shows.
Yeah, me too. That's true. What holiday episode, what TV show holiday episodes do you like?
Well, I grew up on Friends, so I do watch like the Friends Thanksgiving episodes prior to Thanksgiving. But I don't really watch, there's no major Christmas tradition TV show or movie, honestly.
And this
do you have any Hanukkah ones?
Thank you for that half. There aren't any Hanukkah ones. Thank you very much.
I was like, I don't know.
That's not true. There's an episode of 30 something where
Rugrats, yeah.
Michael was Jewish and Hope was Catholic. And it's a beautiful episode. And at the end, he brings her a tree and he makes this face and we all cry.
Aw.
But I do like the original It's a Wonderful Life, not colorized, of course. Miracle on 34th Street, the Natalie Wood version.
Yeah.
I will watch Elf. I don't love Elf as much as everybody else, but I want to.
That's fair.
This is my new concept battle. You have to be okay with what is, right? But you should be aspiring to be more, right? So, like, I don't really love Elf, but I want to be the type of person who thinks it's great. So I'll just keep watching it.
I don't think that's, I mean, or, like, contentment is not complacency. And so just because you're, like, content with something, you have to strive. Not
complacency.
Yeah. Just because you're satisfied in a situation doesn't mean you're being complacent and not moving or stagnant.
I don't know.
It just means you're in a place of zen. I do know.
I just said to myself, like, I've been a bad sleeper my whole life, and I've just kind of been like, oh, well. Like, I'm just going to be okay with reality, right? Like, the reality is I'm not a sleeper. So I can fight it and be like, oh, this is terrible. Or I can just be like, well, I have other gifts, right? I'm tall. So, yeah. But then the other night, I drugged myself. I took some NyQuil because I was tired, but I couldn't sleep. And I slept for 6 hours in a row, which I don't think has happened in years. And I woke up a completely different person. In like such better headspace, such better everything. You know, and everything you read is like, you really need to sleep. It's like super important. And I've just sort of been like, well, I just don't do it. So I guess I will.
No, so. You need to do drugs. Yeah.
I don't want to do drugs. I don't want to be addicted to Ambien. I don't want to wake up driving
on the street. Ambien. Yeah. I mean, have you done sleep aids? Like Tylenol sleep aids? My dad does that every night.
Yeah, I don't want to take drugs every night like that. I mean, I don't know why. I take my thyroid pill every day without a question. I'm like, put in the speed. Anyway, so just that question of like being okay with reality on reality's sake and also saying this isn't good enough. Like I need to sleep.
Yeah. But also, certain people have predispositions to be better or worse sleepers, and that's just like a biological thing. So if there's a med that could help you
get
there.
You're an Olympic gold medalist sleeper.
I know. Thank you. It's the depression. So if you have a med that could help, then I would just take it. It does remind me a little bit of people who are like, you know, I just got to hack it, I can't take a med for my mental illness. And it's like, would you tell a diabetic to just produce their own insulin? No. You're going to produce your own ability to sleep? No, take a med. Take a pill. That's why they're there.
I did try St. John's wort once and had the most terrifying dreams of my life. So.
Oh, yeah. St. John's wort is intense. Like the poster it's child so of don't take this.
So did you get around to watching RuPaul's A Bitch Who Stole Christmas?
No.
I got to say, for a first watch, a movie that you know is meant is campy on purpose, that you know 12 watches from now is going to be hilarious. It was really not bad. It really was kind of fun. Everybody and their mother is in it.
Uh-huh.
Did you watch it, Emma?
Mm-hmm.
You did?
I watched it while doing stuff, but it was lovely. Yeah.
Well, I don't think you missed anything.
It didn't seem like it.
But you've got RuPaul, Anna Maria Horsford, Brooklyn Heights, James Mansfield, Morgan McMichaels, Mayhem Miller, Michelle Visage, Peppermint, Jan is awful in it, Latrice, sure. Carson, Ross, Kim Petras, Chara.
Oh,
it's really funny.
You got me.
Yeah, so I thought for a movie that's meant to be watched over and over and over again, that there are jokes I missed. Laganja's really funny for a minute. Emma, didn't you think that...
Was she only in there for a minute?
Most of them are only in there for a minute.
Okay, I wasn't sure if she was there for like the entire thing, but only funny for...
But don't you think Brooklyn should have been... Katya should have played that part?
Yes. I mean, she like, basically was doing a Katya impression. She was like a Russian hooker. I was like, what? No.
Literally standing outside as a Russian hooker. I was like, what, was Katya too busy? I liked the ending. I thought it was really funny for a terrible campy movie.
Party. But
I think that if you were drinking at a party and knew the lines, you would be cracking up.
Yeah.
It's way better than AJ and the Queen.
Oh, God. Yeah. Well, yeah, there's not a 9-year-old top. Ugh. RuPaul's such a bad actor.
But he's
went out of drag. What, was he in drag?
He's in drag.
Exactly.
Well, you know that same power that it's available to you when you're in drag is also available to you when you're out of drag.
Well, he's not accessed it.
Anyway, it's really kind of fun, and I liked it, and I think I will watch it 20 or 30 more times and learn to love it. But they make Jan play a personality like beige a person.
Yeah.
Her name is like Vivian Von Beige or whatever.
Gross. Wow, they finally gave her an acting challenge or an acting career.
But they were like, play the most basic. She did a great rendition of Ave Maria where she didn't know singing? Most of the words. Yeah, that was her.
Because there was a lot of lip syncing in the
beginning.
There
was a lot of lip syncing, but that
didn't match up at all. And you're like, aren't you guys professional lip syncers? Why is this so bad?
Oh, yeah, Manila was horrible.
Horrible. But then towards the end, when they are actually singing, it's great. Mm-hmm. I thought, if you don't know Anna Maria Horsford, I don't know how to help you, but she is.
I don't know her. What else has she been in?
She's on Amen. She's been on a bunch of stuff. She's older. But I was like, that was a Sherman Helmsley show. And then the stars, which we didn't even talk about, are Kristen somebody, who I thought was Aubrey Plaza for
the
first few minutes.
The main girl?
Yeah, don't you think she
I thought like, it was Rachel Bloom for like half the movie. Because I wasn't actually watching. It was just on while I was cleaning.
Did you see Gottmik in the first...
Uh-huh. Gottmik was adorable. And Heidi and Closet?
Yes. But Gottmik had a good part as Tristan, the non-binary. Krista Rodriguez and Andy Ridings were the... Oh, my God. He was so funny. So there's this guy who's like a Hallmark Hall of Fame guy whose shirt keeps popping off like the whole time. It was hilarious. That's great. I thought it was fun. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give that eight.
Eight partridges and a gay tree.
Speaking of gay people, then I watched Painted with Raven. Have you guys watched that yet?
No, I don't. I'm trying to find happiness in my life.
Well, our friend Daphne was like, have you watched Painted with Raven? And I was like, no, not going to either. I don't want to watch people paint their faces on Zoom. Turns out it's great. they're going to be like the whole season. I was super excited to like binge it, but there was just one episode at the time. But it's great. So I'm not going to ruin it for you, but there's 7 contestants and each week you get points. It's cumulative. And then if you don't get points, if you're the last person, then you're muted the next week, but you can still come, but you don't get to participate. So this is the looks they came in. These are professional makeup art. Look at that shit. Oh my gosh.
Damn.
So like they were just supposed to show like their drag. So it's all cool. I missed somebody at the beginning. Hold on. Oh, not her. So anyway, they are real makeup artists, people. This one's got cherry blossoms. It's amazing.
Holy
damn.
Shit.
Yeah. So I've watched two episodes and I'm totally in. The people are great. The judges were, it's Raven, and the first week he had RuPaul, and the second week he had Raja. So super fun. Super good times. Highly recommend. All right. We need rapid fire. We're running out of time. What else did you watch?
So I continued watching Sex Lives of College Girls, and reluctantly, I will say that I am starting to see your point of view when it comes to the series. All right, Sally Field, cut that. So,
I feel seen.
Yeah, it is very formulaic, and the things are just like, it's just like, here are all these plot points that have happened in other shows, which I knew and I saw and I was fine with, and now I'm less fine with it. So it's just sort of like a, enjoyable, but not groundbreaking, and now not as enjoyable sort of situation.
I thought Parents Weekend was really fun.
Parents Weekend was super fun. Yeah.
Sherry Shepherd can act.
Oh my God, are we going in opposite directions?
We are. A little bit. I thought Parents Weekend was really fun. I heard a review that said it was like they were trying to reboot Sex and the City. I still think the sex comes out of nowhere. I was not prepared for how graphic the sex was between Nico and Timothée's sister.
It wasn't graphic. We've led different lives.
But if you do compare it to Sex and the City, it has that same sort of feel. Like we're having a conversation and the next thing you know, someone's getting rammed up against a wall, you know?
Yeah.
Like, ah! But maybe because I think of them as children, I'm like, ah!
They are children. They're teens.
Yeah.
They're 18.
Gross.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, like, adults, but just even saying that reminds me of the people who had a countdown clock for when Mary-Kate and Ashley turned 18. Yeah.
And the poor clerk from Judging Amy got fired and she's gone. So, anyway. Yeah, is anything good happening for any of them right now? Bella is at the crisis center turning in the guys for their sexual assault.
Yeah.
Timothée Chalamet's sister didn't know Nico had a girlfriend, and she's failing out of everything, and she stole a test.
Yeah.
Leighton is whatever.
She's having a rough spot with her girl, but gets back. No, she's doing the best of all of them because she's like, thank you for coming, and then connecting.
The worst person.
Yeah, the rich white girl is doing great.
Yeah, and then the soccer player girl looks like she's safe for the moment, and she is dating Kanan. So, you know, I'm in. We only got a couple more episodes to go.
Yeah, I'm not going to stop at this point. It is interesting how we've diverged. Yellow Jackets, this episode. Thoughts?
So good. I'm back. I didn't think the third episode was that great. This one I thought was awesome.
Interesting, because I was, like, underwhelmed by this one.
I thought that maybe you're an episode behind.
Yeah. Right?
This is the one
where they're shooting everything in the woods.
Yes.
Yeah. No, so I liked it. I think this is the first episode that I've watched since I realized that it's not just going to be like a one and done miniseries. So I was like, oh my God, we're not going to
find out more shit. Did you realize that last week when Emma told us last week?
Yeah, exactly. Is that not clear? She told me that I realized. So I just like, so now it just felt like plotting, even though it wasn't plotting. Right. But so well acted.
Oh yeah. I listened to a podcast about it today, and they were saying that there are theories that the creepy mechanic isn't real. He's just in her mind because no one else has ever seen him. Mm. So he
Bill
may not be a real person.
About him too, that what is it? Javi.
Right? Someone said that too. But wouldn't she know that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe she hasn't seen Javi since he was what? A 13-year-old boy?
And they also pointed out, as I also pointed out, at some point you would start walking. You're not going to stand there for fucking 19 months. Before winter comes, let's get a walk on. You know? Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. It's still not winter when they're there. So after a week, you're like, they're not coming. And build a fire. So maybe if they are looking, they can see it.
Yeah.
So I'm annoyed with that part of it. And then they were just talking about how it's like Lost plus Lord of the Flies plus I Know What You Did Last Summer. But any, I hope it stays good. I think it's fun. I mean, it's disgusting. My niece is like, why are you watching this horrible cannibalism show? I'm like, I just skip over those parts. And even when they were eating whatever animal they were eating on this episode, I was like, ah!
It was the deer.
Was it a deer?
Yeah, it was the deer that, what's her name? The
Christine, Julia one. Lewis shot.
Yeah, that she killed.
Julia Lewis personally killed her. Went back in time.
The casting is amazing, though, don't you think? That the young Christina Ricci and Christina Ricci seem like totally the same person.
What the fuck is up with Christina Ricci?
Oh my god,
she's so psycho. I love it.
She's so good in this. Oh my god. I mean, Julia Lewis is too good in this because you're just like, well, that's just who she is.
Yeah. But
it isn't. She's an actress. She's great. And Christina Ricci is amazing. It's so good.
It's so fucked up. Yeah. I love it. She terrifies me in the best possible way.
And when, that kid terrifies me in the worst
way. Oh my God. Jesus, kid? Yeah. Jesus Christ.
So
he never smiles.
No, and he draws pictures of the ghost lady and he tried to kill his mom, I think.
Like, I have it. We followed up on, there's a lady in the woods that watches me. Like, don't you put a fucking camera in his window and watch just to see if a lady does appear in the tree?
So this is the question. Are we planting too many seeds, right? Like, this is a lot of storylines to keep track of.
Well,
so
I feel like this episode was a break from all that.
No, because we got her whole story about her dad.
Yeah, but that he's already dead. We're good.
True. But then the woman running for office and that fucking bitch who was asking her about, like, what really happened.
She's yeah, like, and then was trying to claim credit for her success because she donated to Black causes.
Why would you run for office? Go live your quiet life. And then they had a campaign ad about her being a cannibal. It's terrible. So terrible. But I'm way in. I hope it stays great. I hope there's an ending. Unlike Lost, I hope they're moving backward. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mayor of Easttown, they figure out the ending, then write the story to it, as opposed to like, let's just keep adding things.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
We don't know who else is alive. We don't know anything.
Yeah.
Oh, and then they found a plane. And
oh my God.
Christina Ricci's parents like?
They didn't want them to leave, or they didn't want to leave. I don't know. The mystery of the little symbol girl is, yes, that's going to be.
Well, great. And then the one who's off her meds. And so apparently she's more lucid than the rest of them because she knows what's truly going on. So
I forgot she was off her meds.
Yeah. And so she's communing with whatever spiritual situations out there. And it's like, they're condemning us to keep us here. And maybe that's why they killed, what's his name, in the suicide that wasn't actually a suicide, Travis. Maybe because they all got away, but they've never truly left.
Well, at least the one girl redeemed herself by saving the other chick after having left her on the
plane. Then immediately said, but so we're even, right?
I would have said the same thing. Like, all right, can you get over this now?
I know, we're good.
It doesn't take away from the fact that you left me to die.
One time.
Yeah, just one time. Real quick, Hawkeye was amazing this week. These Disney people are not messing around. Every week is like a full-length movie. I don't even like the action, and the action was amazing. So good.
All right.
So good. And what is it with Jeremy Renner? He's not classically attractive, but I want to put my mouth on his mouth.
Aww. I love that. For you.
With sweaters on.
Well, sure.
All right, real quick, before we move on to whatever we're doing next.
Just for record, this is our ninth real quick.
I am not about to talk about any more shows.
Real quick, though.
All right, so I have two different top 10 TV show lists that have been put out this week.
Okay.
And I don't know if we want to do one of our own, but I thought we could run through this really quickly. So The Ringer, top 10 shows. Number 10 is Foundation, which I guess is like a alien show on Apple TV. Haven't seen it.
All right.
9 is Dickinson, which is the chick from Hawkeye. I have not watched that either. Have you guys watched that?
Hailee Steinfeld, right?
Sure.
I've
number
not.
8, Yellow Jackets. Whoa,
Do you number think that's 7? Just like recency bias? Sorry.
No, continue. I think it's a good show.
Well, you'll see as the rest of the list goes on. Number 7, they have Reservation Dogs, which Emma and I both
gotta
like.
Finish.
Yeah, I haven't finished that. 6 is For All Mankind, which is another Apple TV show, I believe.
God, 5, Apple, are they sponsoring this? Five is what?
Maid, M-A-I-D.
Oh, no. No.
Sad, realistic, awfully acted by Andy McDowell. Four is Evil, which I've tried to watch, but is terrifying. More scary than Yellow Jackets. People turn into demons and stuff. Number three is Hacks, which we liked, right? Gene Smart and the lady who wasn't funny. Number two, Succession. And then number one, they have White Lotus.
Number one?
Yeah, which I find
odd. Where's Mayor of Easttown? Was that last year?
No, because I thought the same thing. So the top 10 Esquire shows are Maid at number 10, What We Do in the Shadows number 9.
Ah, so good.
It's real. Ted Lasso number 8. High on the Hog, which is number 7. The Chair.
Just saying, like, I'm a gay, super gay queen.
The Chair, which is the Sandra Oh show that I liked. 5 is White Lotus. 4 is We're Here, Bob the Drag Queen, Chancel, and Utica. Number 3, Squid Game.
Do you say Utica?
No, Eureka.
Oh, my bad. I love her so much, Utica. Squid Game. Nice.
Number 2, Mayor of Easttown. And number 1, WandaVision. So, like, very strange, different lists.
Yeah.
So what are you going to say for show of the year, guys?
I mean, off the cuff?
We can do official top fives later. What's your initial reaction?
Old episodes of Superstore.
New Girl win?
Oh my God, I watched the Bachelor Party one yesterday. So funny.
Superstore has gotten a little too real for me at this point. Because now she's a manager and it's dealing with all the difficulties of being a manager. And I'm like, this isn't comedy. This is daily life.
Oh. You're still going through it?
Going through the show, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And at work.
Well, I'm going to say Mayor of Easttown.
I know. Mayor of Easttown was a really good show.
Yes. Agreed.
Yeah, Mayor of Easttown was fantastic. I don't know where that accent came from.
But I didn't watch WandaVision, so.
WandaVision was super good.
I would put WandaVision / Loki / Hawkeye, like, and the Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Like, all four of the MCU, they're all the same. They're all, like, the same quality. They're well-written, well-acted, tons of money. Love it.
I'm excited to have Disney Plus now. Maybe I'll actually watch one of the four shows.
I wouldn't even know where to tell you to start.
You've said Loki America? In the past, huh?
Loki is so good. But if you don't care about any of them, I don't. Like, I watched WandaVision.
I might care about all of them. You don't know.
No, no. I watched WandaVision before I'd watched any of the movies. So I was like, I don't know what's happening, but this is great. Then I watched the entire MCU. So by the time I got to Loki, I was like, oh my God, Loki, what? You know, now I know who Hawkeye is, and the Falcon and the Winter Soldier is either a really subtle, amazing gay love story and or just a great, great show with bromance in it.
Nice. I'm in.
Love Winter Soldier.
Gay stuff.
Love it. I mean, it seems pretty gay at the end.
Yeah.
And they do look great in their suits, so.
Well, I can think of no better way to celebrate the last day of Hanukkah than with gay stuff for me.
That was yesterday.
I thought it was today.
Wrong. I went to a menorah lighting on Fountain Square in the rain last night.
I can't believe I tried to, like, Jewish-splain you.
Rude. Any other recommendations that you watched this week before we really move on?
No.
Great.
Number you?
One. I have 15, but I'll let him go. It's just
rapid
like
fire.
A,
just real
it's
quick.
It's like a sign of sadness at quick. This point. Well, I have to say Survivor was amazing this week. Did you watch Survivor, Emma?
Liana was the last person I saw get sent home.
Yes. And so yeah. Liana gives this beautiful, Deshaun gives this beautiful, impassioned speech. Liana lays it all out and then says, I know people are at home going, I just want to watch Survivor. I don't want to hear this bullshit. Well, too bad. And I was like, it was awesome.
It was beautiful. She was so eloquent.
Oh, my God. Just the pressure of what it's like to be a Black person on TV and what they're all going through and how they're being judged and the morality that they have to deal with. It's just the pressure on them at this moment. And it wasn't complaining and it was just like, let me just lay it out for you. It was gorgeous. And then of course they sent her home because why?
I know. I was like,
they sent her home?
Yeah, yes. Immediately after that.
Jesus Christ.
All the white people and Erica. But that's their fault. They should never have voted Shan out. They should have kept Forstrong. But anyway, I thought that was so well done. And the fact that she could read the room 6 months earlier that people were going to be at home whining and complaining about it. And to just be like, I know you're whining and complaining, but I live this every day. Sorry I took up 5 minutes of your favorite show. She was amazing.
Yeah.
So Survivor's killing it. CT is the man of all men. He just is. He single-handedly won a challenge this week because the rest of his team could do nothing. So yeah, challenge is fun. Survivor's fun. Project Runway was amazing this week. I'm all in. I have no reason to leave the house ever except to make money. So like watch more TV. Okay, then I have one question for you. So there's this podcast I've been listening to that I totally love. It's called Pivot and Then Sway. So it's Kara Swisher and Scott Galloway. You've heard me talk about it. He's this marketing, branding, tech amazing guy, but humble and smart and funny. She is from the New York Times. She's amazing. So this week she's like, oh God, Mehmet Oz is running. Feel free to tear him apart. And Scott's like, we're really good friends. I know he did a bad thing once before, but he paid the price for it. And I say, go for it. So then you're like, what happens now? Do I never listen to you again? That seems petty. But it was like heartbreaking. So I got on Twitter to see if anybody was with me. And there were like, you know, 30 or 40 people who were like, dude, I'm out on you now. But I don't want to be like that, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, Dr. Oz is a piece of crap.
Yeah. I feel like that's
what's he running for?
He's running for senator in Pennsylvania, even though he is from New Jersey. Mm. Which I didn't know you could do.
Yeah, you can. You just have to have a place of residence there.
And I didn't realize until this week that the genius that is Thomas Massey is my actual representative. Did you see the photo he posted?
Oh, the gun photo?
Yes.
That was him? Damn it.
That's my representative. So I wrote this week, like, who's running against him? Who could I work for? How can I help? Anyway, sorry to get political. But anyway, like, so say there's somebody you really like. Like, what if one of the K-pop stars came out and was like, we don't like the homosexuals?
Oh, I'd cancel them immediately. Yeah. No, would you? No problems, no shame. Yeah.
What about Kim Petras? Like, somebody you really like. I feel like you like all the K-pop people, but there's like...
Yeah, I mean, Kim Petras, is actually a good example because she still works with the producer who raped Kesha.
Shut up.
Yeah. So I've sort of like Dr. Luke. Yeah. So while I'm excited by the idea.
Dr. John is that Muppet, right? Who's Dr. Muppet?
I don't know. They're all Muppets. And so while I still get excited by the like idea of Kim Petras. And when you say her name, I don't actually super listen to her music anymore because that's just super shitty.
That's such a bummer. Yeah. And I don't believe in cancel culture, but you know.
Yeah, I just don't. It's about feeling comfortable. It's like, I don't feel comfortable listening to her music because it's just like, hey, he's using a different name and I'm just trying to further my career and it sounds good. So it's just like, I mean, there's no morality anymore.
Makes me sad.
Yeah, it's a bummer. I mean, I don't think it's a personal journey that you could go on. And it's less of like, I need to do this because... I feel compelled to, or I just don't feel comfortable listening to this person anymore because they have these views.
Well, all the ladies of the View also said, they're like, I've been to his house. I'm friends with him. He has lost his mind.
Yeah.
You
know?
Yeah.
That's my perception is that he's being
Trump hug. And he just went on and said, you know, basically like, well, if we go back to school originally, you know, we'd lose 3% of the population. So, you know, it's not that bad. You're like, we're talking about dead children. And he still is saying that like ivermectin works and stuff like that. So I don't know.
Jesus. Anyway. Well, I didn't know that.
That's no, crazy. I feel
there's
like
some like middle ground where I can be like, we don't have to agree on everything for us to stay friends, right?
Yeah. Well, I think especially with a podcast friend, that's easier. Like you can turn it off.
If you don't understand, Emma. It'd be much easier to never talk to Nick than it would be to never listen to Scott Galloway again. Oh, sorry. Were you hearing that?
All right. I feel like it's I don't know, to see someone like Dr. Oz, who it seems like pretty obviously is pursuing fame and power and like leaving, you know, morals and reality by the wayside in that pursuit. It's, you know, I get that he is a human at one point in his life, but it seems like it's weird to have someone defending him.
Well, now he's a horse. He's had too much ivermectin.
I don't know. So, I mean, Scott might be redeemable, but like I would have a harder time listening and I might more quickly turn him off if he started saying things.
Yeah, he hasn't said anything like that where before I was like, what? But he did interview Sam Harris and he did not destroy him in the way that he should have. But anyway.
Speaking of destroying things, I got super into Nikki Glaser recently. And by recently, I mean last night, where I watched so many of her YouTube videos. Yes. And she absolutely eviscerates
Alec Baldwin. Oh, yes.
It's so good. She's like the only person.
So pissed.
Oh, the entire time. She's vibrating on a frequency that only dogs can hear. And I feel so sorry for them because she's smiling, but all the cells in her body are just raging out. It's so good. Like, she was like giving hot take after hot take for all these people and then just pour steaming hot vitriol back on Ann Coulter, which hits. It culminated with the line, "The only person you'll ever make happy is the Mexican who digs your grave." Which, like, problematic, but also hilarious given Ann Coulter. You should just watch it. Watch the rest.
I have watched it.
The one where she's...
Ann Coulter is at the roast of someone else, but I've watched the Nikki Glaser roast YouTube.
Oh, it's so good.
She eviscerates Alec Baldwin, and he is like, she's first, and he can't, he's shocked.
Yeah.
He did not know what was about to hit him. She goes for Rob Lowe.
Oh, woo. She was like, your body is like an Adonis. You put the statue in statutory rape.
Yeah, she is no joke. She is, and she seems kind of nuts. I've listened to her on a couple podcasts, and she seems like on Adderall and maybe a little too much, but she's nuts. But yes, if you do not mind horrid, crass roast humor, she is hilarious.
Although she had a great one about Jewel, where she was just like, I'm not going to badmouth Jewel because God already did. Jewel was into it. And like Jewel like took it in stride. I mean, you know, if she like really felt that bad about her teeth, she has the money to change them. They're just part of her character. And she was like, they're like the Spice Girls though. They're all different colors and they're all just sort of like doing their own thing.
Yeah, funny. I don't think the panelists know. A lot of them seem shocked when the people come after them and you're like, no, you're fair game if you're sitting up there.
Correct. Yeah.
Oh, it's terrible. Look it up.
It's amazing. Don't go on that. Yeah.
Don't go on that. Oh my God. We have so much left to cover. We're way over. All right. Here we go. We're going to cut these tweets down real fast. One and two. Rapid fire. Let's go. COVID.
Real quick.
Oh my God. COVID releasing variants as fast as RuPaul releases seasons of Drag Race.
Oh my God. It's a one. That's the only one you've said so far.
Winner.
And tweets of the week are over. Our friend Akilah Hughes. The way high school choirs are forced to sing songs from movies they haven't seen that their choir directors love. Tyranny.
I don't know that I get that one.
Do you not see them like in Glee, they're singing songs from movies they've never even heard of?
It does feel like, okay, one for me. Also, I don't know if we have to do like super speedy because that much can just cut around, right?
This is a two-parter from my friend Solomon Giorgio.
Amazing.
I'm approaching my 40th birthday and have been in LA for a decade. It's crazy to look back and remember a time everything I own could fit in the trunk of my car. I want to say something aspirational about chasing your dream, but I'm extremely talented and very beautiful and they barely let me in. So good luck, I guess.
Still one for me, dog.
Yes. I don't even remember what one is. Good job, guys.
It was the RuPaul COVID. Oh, right. All right. I can't wait for the variant that's Yas Queen.
Sabina, somebody wrote, when certain foods on a menu have the parentheses GF next to them, I know they are, those are girlfriend foods. I cannot order them until I am a girlfriend. Now, at your restaurant, you have lots of gluten-free items, so that's even funnier.
That is hilarious. One, I'm going to go with that one. Yeah, two.
Juliana Simmons wrote, this year lasted so damn long, we should call it Forever 2021. They can't
nice.
All be
nice. No, that was still good though, but not the winner.
Obviously not. Little Michelle quotes, can you send us a writing sample? No, but I can send you multiple screenshots of me killing it in a group chat.
Yeah, that too.
Van Lathan Jr., podcast host of Higher Learning, who I love, said, y'all never invite me to shit. So what that I'm not coming? Invite me anyway.
I do feel that on a personal.
In the comments, I mean this.
One still, I think, for me. Okay. That's the girlfriend, right? Yeah. Menu? Group chat. Oh, group chat. Okay.
we can eat him.
I don't think it matters anymore. All right. This is a two-parter and it's very dark. So the Independent wrote, Merkel urges Germans not to kill their grandparents this Christmas. And Gianmarco said, I wish they felt that same way about my grandparents.
Yikes.
Because I'm Jewish, I can say that. Okay, back to one. All right.
Nikki Glaser also has a line. She's like, I can say that because I'm not Jewish, so I don't care.
All right, trigger warning. Cinda fucking Rella writes, being a girl isn't easy. One mistake while shaving, boom, click on.
That one 100%. Well, that's why you got that little
that was a hurt. Double snort. Janelle James Moody Clown said, remember that someone telling you they suffer from anxiety and or depression isn't a prompt for you to start a pep talk. You ain't Tony Robbins Van Zant.
It's going to be clip be gone for me.
Okay, we're almost there. Not to be dramatic, but the sun setting at 5 p.m. every day has ruined my life.
That hits, but not as hard as the clip.
True. God.
All right, these last four are all on the same theme. And the original Twitter's person is Sheryl Crow's communist friend, Shete. I hate being gay. I can't ever say a normal sentence like, I'm hungry. It's always some bullshit like, eating would be a sleigh right now. Someone else wrote, for fucking real, I walk by a lamppost and I have to say some BS like, she's giving me illumination. Love that journey. Jade said, stop posting this stuff. Netflix is going to use this as an unironic dialogue in one of their series. And then finally, Dick My Wall said, I'm hungry, mama. I'm starving the house down boots.
Ah, oh, that's super good. It's still the clip for me.
I almost didn't even put that one in there because
I love that so much. Who would have thought when it came down to clip versus gays, I picked the clip.
I am gonna try and say in public, I'm hungry. I'm hungies, mama. I'm starving. All right. Did you watch Canada's Drag Race?
This week, no. So maybe we can skip this section at the same time.
You need to watch it because it was makeover prom. So these are all people who missed their prom, either transgender or non-binary.
Aww.
And it's seriously heartwarming and beautiful. So I would highly recommend it.
Bad.
It was like a genuine connection between a lot of them. It was very sweet.
Nice.
Cute. Party. Who went home?
You gonna watch it?
No, I didn't watch it.
Uh-huh. Heart.
Aren't you going to watch it?
Oh yeah, I super will, yeah. Who went home? Well, then
you don't want to know who went home, do you?
Yeah, I just super do. Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, like legit.
Adriana.
Aww. Who'd she lip sync against?
That seems right.
Isis Couture.
Oh, and why is Isis at the bottom again?
You'll see. But if you do not fall in love with Isis Couture after this episode, something's wrong with you because she is amazing. I'm obsessed with her.
I think same. Ever since the roast where she said like that sort of like basic line about Brad and then had that fucking look of just like.
She's also really great to her drag child in this. They all are really. And they all end up with the right people. It's just, I could like cry thinking about it. And so empowering for them. And they all missed their prom anyway because of COVID. And then they would not have been able to go. God. Dressed this way, you know what I mean? So it's really good. You're just like, oh my gosh, you are like living your fantasy for you. And then for all these kids at home watching, like Pythia makes sort of a non-binary, it's not like a half dress, half jacket, but it's just sort of gender fuck, you know, gender fear. And they paint a mustache on them and you can just see how amazing they feel. It's so great. It's a really good episode. I'm sure next week will be total shit, but once again, they're like, you may not have brought the thingy, but you did bring the thingy. You're just like, oh my God. Just let them talk like normal people. Just let them say, Kendall, you can't make a garment to save your life, but the connection you had with her was amazing. You're safe. You know? Mm-hmm. Why does it have to be, you brought the Flintstones to life for the people, but you didn't do the blah, blah. Hate it. So anyway, but next week's top four, but it looks like the other queens are coming back and they might have a chance. No, they said at the end of next week, we'll be down to three or something. Before they even start, they were going to get rid of someone. Anyway, it looks exciting. Dream come true. Try and watch it. along with the 37 other shows I've listed for you while working all seven of your jobs.
Damn.
It's a busy time of year.
It really, yeah, and there's holidays. We got crazy stuff coming up this weekend. We're going to be doing our Great British Bake Off challenge. Emma has set it up because she's a professional chef. So she's practiced at home with a technical, and she's going to give us the very limited direction
down.
And then the four of us that are baking, well, three and a half if Nick actually does it, are then all going
I'll
to
bring something.
No, you'll bring the food you baked. We'll all go over to Emma's.
I'll bring my food while baked. How about that? How about that?
Make sure where's your mic?
I'm excited.
It's going to be amazing.
Me too. What ingredients do I need to buy?
We're going to take care of that.
Okay.
Just have to sit still. I'll see if they have jewel pots wherever I go.
Yeah.
No, Emma says no.
No, you don't need to enable him.
I do. Because I do. If you're not happy, I'm not happy. Emma, are we playing a game this week or have we just gone over? Are we done? Where are we at?
We could play Family Feud.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Are you going to be Richard Dawson, Ray, whatever his name is, he called himself, or Steve Harvey?
Jesus, the options. I don't know. I don't think I have enough personality to be any of these gentlemen, but I'll just be me. All right. First category. Name something you might do when you wake up in the morning.
Boom. Brush your teeth.
That's our number one answer. Pass or play.
Yeah, I'm going to fucking play, baby.
All right, Nick. Continue to name something you might do when you wake up in the morning.
How many are there, Emma?
There are five.
Go to the bathroom.
1X.
Take a shower.
2X's.
Get breakfast.
Julie, goes to you.
Take a shower, right? And that was a no. Turn off the alarm.
Man, this is a rough category.
What are the answers?
Others, make coffee, brush your hair, take the kids to school, or take out the trash.
In the morning? How many points did I get?
10? Yeah, 32.
All right. I'll
take it. All right, round two. The best place for someone to study. Julie.
The library.
That's our number two answer. Nick, what do you got?
Your room.
Bedroom is the number one answer. Nick, pass or play?
I'm going to play.
Okay. You have three more.
Okay. At school. In a park.
2 X's.
Where to study? Okay, Julie. Dear God. I don't know. Wearing headphones.
That's not a place. 3 X's. Julie, what do you got?
Dining room table?
We have kitchen table. We will accept it.
Nice.
The answers were coffee shop or park.
I said park.
Did you say park?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I don't know what that means.
It's been rigged against me. Wow.
All right. 32 to 34. Anyone's game in round three, and then we'll go to fast money.
So there's just no retribution.
There's just no going backwards, Nick. This game has to keep moving forwards, no matter what mistakes are made.
Well, this will be my last podcast because I can't work in these conditions.
Round three, for all the marbles. Like, another word people say.
I don't have any jewels.
Another word people say for when they're stoned. Julie.
Baked.
That's the number two answer. Nick?
When they're high.
That is the number one answer. Would you like to pass or play?
I'm going to pass.
All right, Julie, another word people say when they're stoned. You've got three more. We've gotten high and baked.
I'm on dope. I'm on dope. I'm on dope. That's a no. They're fucked up.
X. Shit.
Baked. I'm toasted.
Well, that's a good one, but nope. Nick?
Another word for stoned. Lit.
Wow. Oh, man. 64 points down the hole. All right. Fast money.
What were the other answers?
Oh, we had wasted, drunk, or blown.
Drunk on weed?
Incorrect.
Who did they survey?
This is always the question.
Moms?
Fast money.
So, Nick, you take your headphones off and I'll go first.
Okay, bet.
You ready? We got 60 seconds. Name things kids usually hate.
Broccoli.
Name a body part that a pirate would be missing.
Eye.
Name something people get traffic tickets for doing.
Speeding.
What's a thing that you would post a pic of on social media?
Good looking food.
All right. And what are things you would bring to the beach?
Towel.
Excellent job.
I've been in training for a really long time.
Interestingly, I was not one of the body parts that a pirate would be missing, but
what are you talking about?
You did really well.
They wear a patch because they're missing one eye.
I agree with you. All right, Nick, you ready?
Yes, sure am.
60 seconds on the clock.
Okay.
Name things kids usually hate.
Vegetables.
Name a body part that a pirate would be missing.
A leg.
Name things people get traffic citations for doing.
Speeding.
Things you would post on a social media.
Selfies.
And things you'd bring to the beach.
Towel.
Oh, we'll just see who gets higher. I see what you're doing. Good idea.
Oh, gotcha.
Let's see. You guys both got vegetables and broccoli are things for things kids hate. That was the number one answer.
Hey.
Julie unfortunately guessed I, which was a really good guess for the pirate one, but did not come with any points.
Your point for I?
Yeah, but leg.
What other body parts is a pirate missing besides a leg and an eye?
Leg was another one, number one answer. Like, a tooth, an ear, a finger, or a toe were the other answers.
Don't pirates wear patches because they're missing an eye?
They do. Julie, I am not one of the 100 people. I'm not the one.
Interestingly, pirates actually wear patches, so they always have an eye that's adjusted to the dark when they go below deck.
That's such bullshit.
It's real life, baby.
Things you get a traffic ticket for doing. Speeding was the number one answer. You both got that. Repeatedly honking was also on there. Not using turn signals. Running a red light and running a stop sign. Things you post on social media. Selfie was the number one answer. Followed by vacation pictures, pictures of friends, pictures of your food, and picture of your coffee. So Julie got 15 points. And then things you bring to the beach.
Lost.
Sunscreen was the number one answer. You both got the number two answer, which was towel.
Nice. Yep.
The tiebreaker was our social media post. Oh, and the pirate body. So you won the game.
Yay! Game was rigged against me, and I still came out on top. Amazing.
Still super fun talking to you. I guess we should get our friends to get their pencils out or their phones if they'd like to write down the 700 things that we've said this week. So we're definitely still in the Yellow Jackets on Showtime.
Oh, yeah.
We are definitely in the Sex Lives of College Girls on HBO Max. Bad. I'm going to continue to watch Painted with Raven and RuPaul's Drag Race Canada on WoW Presents Plus. Hawkeye's on Disney. Thank God I have no savings, but every streaming service. Single All the Gays, we watched. I watched RuPaul's thing, but that was at a friend's house. It's on VH1. I would also like to say that I accidentally tried to watch Coming Out with Colton because I hate him so much.
You tried?
I made it like 3 episodes, but...
Damn.
You waited a long time to admit to that one.
I did. Well, I feel like we're supposed to be doing like fun stuff and good things that we love, right? And there were lots of things to love this week that are awesome. So I didn't want to be like, bleh. This is awful, but it's real, man. I know. I don't get to hate watch Meghan McCain every day, so I was looking for somebody. It turns out I was right. He's totally hateable.
Right. Well, at least with that. Sorry.
What sort of snack have we added towards the end of the show, Nick?
Bag of Milanos.
Mint Milanos?
Mint Milanos, yeah.
Oh, my God. Fancy candies.
I know. Do you want to come over? I'll give you those. Give
me Superstore, where are you watching that?
Hulu.
That's your one main watch of the week, right?
I'm watching that every week now.
Well, I hope you guys are watching something fun that makes you happy or makes you angry, which is also fun sometimes. Suck it, Meghan McCain. Hope it gave you a couple laughs this week. Coming up on the holidays, I don't know what's going on with that, but we'll let you know the results of the Great British Bake Off.
Woo!
Super excited. So hope you have a great week. Hope you get lots of laughs and watch some terrible TV. It's going to be a good one. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye.